At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, this is the crossover. Giddings, Guru, Willard, Dibs, happy Radio Day,
National
fellas.
National Radio Day.
Yep. I feel like on National Radio Day, we should clear some space out for,
Cheers. Now, what is that beverage? I meant to ask.
Oh, it is a, let's see, it's about...
Seltzer?
I'm having withdrawals.
Yeah, it's about 50 proof.
It's a 50 proof.
It is a cranberry clementine.
Oh, good for your
sparkling
liver.
Sparkling water. Yep.
Cranberry's good for you, dude.
Yeah, this is me getting it on over here.
Attaboy.
All right.
Getting after it over there.
Yep.
Well, earlier I was sort of guesstimating the amount of combined years in radio in this room right now, which I can contribute very few.
Oh, God.
You took it as a slight. And that's
I got a problem with my age. It's all good. I'm working it out, dude.
I mean, 60 years in the room. There's a lot of stories to tell.
I'm more than 60 because
that's what I said.
Guru quietly has a sneaky 13.
Look at my man.
We can talk about
Brock Purdy.
We can talk about the 2012 lucky break, which. Jason Barrett came up with this great idea. We held four regional tryouts with, eight qualifiers each. Yeah. And, you emerged. And what's interesting is that Joe Shasky actually qualified out of the regionals, but he was too busy to actually go through with the bit, which was too bad because he was really good.
Spoiler alert, he
still is really good.
Yeah, no doubt.
And Daryl the Guru Johnson emerged, and we were at the old Pedro's.
Oh, I'll never forget it. I drove by
King
and thinking about it.
And we did live shows. And
you had hair like all over your head.
Yeah,
then.
I had pictures.
Mad Bum, when he went before he was Mad Bum. David Lee dropping by. Eric Davis, the DB for the Niners.
Yeah, and you were like, you were kind of like, not quite like NC State because you weren't that much of an underdog, but it was survive in advance, and you did. And you advanced,
then
you got, the bit was you got a one-year contract to do weekends. And he did it with some guy whose name escapes me.
Zachariah.
Whatever, yeah. It was the bit,
my
Guru,
man.
But yes, I can't stand him.
We got weekend show of the year. How many were there?
Yeah, the only weekend show.
Exactly. Hey, I still had a plaque.
But he went from weekend show to... fill in to now mainstay.
Yeah,
so now you're quietly 13 years in.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at year 27.
Was the question, is there 60 years in the room? Because I think you and I could do that by ourselves.
Close. Yeah.
I'm 30 in.
Oh, wow.
A clean 30.
Oh, yeah.
You're counting Boise?
No, I'm counting like my sophomore, junior year in college, I was doing high school football games on the radio and hosting Sunday morning the next day or Saturday morning the next day after the high school games.
Okay.
The town events, hour-long radio show where people would call in and sell things to each other in Paso Robles, California.
All right. If we're counting that, then I'm 37 years in.
It's radio.
Because I was
Why wouldn't we count it?
I was working for our news station called KCSN, and I was anchoring the news and doing play-by-play.
Yes,
and then
it counts.
One night, Rodney King got pulled over.
Oh, God, yep.
And he got an absolute savage beating.
Yeah.
And so for the next year and a half or 2 years, we covered that story because we were Northridge and the trial was Simi Valley.
Oh,
so
man.
If we're going back to college radio, which is fair, I'm not discounting it.
On the air.
I'm at 37, bro.
So, Will, you cover Shaq and Kobe down there, huh?
Every night.
Like, right, you had to talk to him.
I was closer than I'm sitting to you right now. Amazing. Shaq was the hardest human being to interview in the history of mankind and creation because
I kind of wish you'd move back up.
That's a three,
there'd be 20 people, and he mumbles.
Yeah.
And he is larger than a T-Rex. And so reaching your people's, trying to reach to get the microphone, like there would be tussles,
the diesel.
Media tussles to try to like, you're like boxing people out like I'm trying to get a rebound so that people could get their arm in the right spot to get the microphone close enough to that what Shaq, so that that could actually be audible on the air the next day. Man. But yeah, I covered that locker room. I was in there every single night.
Well, in that case, North Dakota State counts.
Count the bucket.
Let's go. Trey Lance.
Let's go.
We might be at Trey Lance when he was a true freshman in North Dakota State. From small, no-name town in Minnesota. Was a very nice young man and actually had a ton of access to him because, shocker, there's not a lot of media in Fargo. And we would...
What were you doing in Fargo?
I was the sports director.
You go from Willamette and you graduate, and your baseball career is not meteoric, but it was a nice little run for you. And
not even close.
You're thinking, how do I get a gig? And Fargo pops up, and you're like, you know what? We go Fargo.
Oh, we popped around. It was 7 states in 7 years. So we went from Oregon to Minnesota to North Dakota to Pennsylvania to North Carolina to Texas back to California.
Oh, yeah.
Howard Dean.
That
every
was totally 6 months. Howard Dean.
My man.
Oh, yeah. Well, then in that case,
some people got that joke.
That's a 5 for old people.
I got it.
Hey, go ahead.
Yeah, now that was really local radio day. There was no national involvement whatsoever.
And that's how I was you had asking to
do
Evan.
It. That's how you had to do it.
Because you're from the Bay. His era is social media. Like, people. Their talk shows are in print. Like,
you just go to Amazon and buy a microphone and turn it on.
No, I'm saying for you, Dibs and I, Pete Franklin was my guy. We had, it was AM. Who was your guy that did you have one where?
Oh,
Hank Greenwald doing the Giants. Well, welcome, Hank, everybody.
Yeah, because I mean, that's probably the best call in terms of like what kind of clicked with me. Because as a kid, that was the thought. I was going to be the voice of the Giants.
Oh, wow. See?
I was going to be the voice of the Giants. That's like, man, I used to sit in front of the TV and call the Giants games. And yeah, I read Hank Greenwald's book and all of
he
that stuff.
He was great,
man. Yeah. Transistor Radio Under the Pillow, which of course I found out later. Like, everybody, once you become a parent, you realize that your parents knew everything.
No doubt.
All the things that you thought you were pulling over on them, you pulled nothing over on them. So that was what I used to do when they made me go to bed when the Giants were still in the sixth inning, is I had a little radio that stuck under the pillow. And I put it at a volume level that I thought was low enough so that I could hear it and no one else would know. And they knew. They knew every single time.
Yeah, there was two for me. One was in the late 70s when disco became a thing. Dr. Don Rose
Had
a show on KFRC, 6:10 a.m.
And
my older siblings were like classic rock, and it was Zeppelin and Floyd and all the rest of it. And I just wasn't into it. I was into the Bee Gees. And so in 78, post Saturday Night Fever, Dr. Don Rose had a morning show, and he had this crazy voice, San Raquel, and he did all these funny bits, and then he would play the hits, and I love the hits. And the other one, you'll love this, Evan, was Bill King.
Oh, yeah.
Who was doing Warriors, A's, and Raiders, and at the time, you know, growing up in Marin, I was, you know, a Giants fan, but not as much as my siblings, and being the youngest, I was kind of looking to branch out away from them, but the Warriors was the one team in our household that everybody loved, and so, you know, Bill King doing those games in the late 70s, early 80s, and the, you know, the Holy Toledo and all the rest of it. Bill King, to me, was the absolute apex of play-by-play. I got to meet him a couple of times late in his career. you know, sitting there with his biker shorts on or his like jogger, his dolphin shorts.
We both had him on our Mount Rushmore.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So that for me is when it was like, man, radio. And yeah, you wanted to be Hank Greenwald. I wanted to be Bill King. I wanted to do all three sports. And at the time I was like, yeah, I'm going to get there.
Easy.
I mean, what's the holdup, right?
Yeah, I mean, he was probably
Dave Fleming still wants to know why you didn't. He's doing about eight sports. But
yes.
Anyway, sorry.
I mean, he's so great. He's one of one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. College football.
Or one of
great.
About 12, you know? Yeah.
Football, baseball,
anything
basketball.
Anything that's on with him, I mean.
Golf.
Yeah. Golf, yeah. I mean, he'd probably do other stuff if he wanted to, if he had any time. I think that was like the first guy that I remember really being on the radio. But it also brings back memories of just doing copious amounts of work in the yard. Like, we had this big old magnolia tree in the back. And the one thing about magnolia leaves is they don't degrade. They just sit there. And so every single Sunday, you get the broom out and you just brush leaves or rake leaves. And Bill King was probably the only person or voice that I can remember being like, all right, well, this is fine. And this 30 minutes every single week is going to be okay because, well, at least his voice is on. I don't know about you. I mean, for you, Gu, who was it?
Oh, man.
Kind of like the first person you remember getting you into radio.
It was Pete Franklin.
Yep.
And I had a delivery courier job around the Bay Area. And just, I could tell you when Michael Jackson was going to be played, it got monotonous. And I almost hated music because I was in the minivan so long. But when I heard that guy's pipes, it never was the vision of that's something I want to do. It was, I got to give my opinion. Pull over! And, you know, then
find
you realize
me a payphone.
How many people you thought you were being secretive because there was nothing in it for me but just to share my opinion. And 50 of my friends, whenever I see them, anybody, parents of my friend, I heard you on the...
Yep.
And I'm like, that's a powerful vessel.
It is.
And then that kind of, the addiction started that way. But it was always just to get my takes off.
Anybody else ever call a radio show before you worked in the business? Did you ever call Dibs?
Never.
I don't think never called. So
never.
I did.
Who did you call?
I did it twice. I called one time, and this I wasn't that young. I was probably in my early 20s, and I called Rod Brooks and Fitz.
Oh man!
And I was weighing in. The Giants were going to go to the playoffs, and I was weighing in on what the rotation should be: game one, game two, game three. And
look at you.
Yeah, and Rod was like, "Hold on a second." You know, like in that order, and then I was like, no, I'm gonna adjust the order a little bit. And then Radnich one time,
Gary
was doing a contest.
Yeah,
he did a contest where you had to like try to sound like an NFL Films voice, and I regret it because I can do it, but I choked. I didn't do well. I didn't do well. It's hard when you're sitting there on a phone or whatever. But I was in my living room right next to my dad's stereo. And I was trying to like sound like John Facenda and do an NFL Films bit, and I did not win. I did not win.
You're listening to 95.7 cool. The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk studio as well. Would you like to try again?
Yeah, that's phenomenal.
Well, we had a bit,
you can do it.
Early on our show together,
to do it.
We had a bit called Harry Kalish, because there's an old school guy from Philly named Harry Kalis, and he does a great Harry Kalis. And
he kind of took over for John Facenda after Facenda got too old.
Willard, that's a nine. Yeah,
dude, it's at least a nine.
That is him.
So, Gary, if you're listening, give me another shot.
Dude, totally.
I want another shot.
Was there a big prize or you can't remember?
I don't even remember what the hell was on the line. Yeah, you probably, bleacher seats to a Giants game
Who
or something.
Knows, right?
I don't know. Whatever.
Well, that's what the freebies are all about. I don't, like, calling in, I think I was just too chicken to ever do it. But I always had a lot of respect for people who do. Same nowadays, like, literally waiting on a phone for... Because everyone here does, you know, hits on other stations and stuff. And so it's always interesting. You don't know really where you're going to start, but you're just waiting for 5 minutes, maybe 6 minutes, sometimes longer. And then you just got to go. But I can't imagine being a caller, not really knowing where the hosts are steering a conversation. And then you got to jump in, give your take in 90 seconds, sound like you know what you're talking about, so as not to get ripped or flushed, which happened from time to time.
Oh, yeah.
And...
Oh, wow,
then
man.
Be on your way and just ride that adrenaline high.
Oh, it's interesting. And Like you said, I mean, you got the Lakers and the Bay under, and Dibs, you've done everything. Like, how many shows have you actually been on with partners?
The Adventures of Amy and Larry, Christian Radio, 1999 to 2000, Jesus Loves You on 280.
Dude.
That gave me into Bob Coburn on the Bone, rest in peace. And we got replaced by Lamont and Tonelli. And I was furious, and then they ended up having a 22-year run, and so I wasn't as mad. Yeah. And then I was on with what used to be Murph and Mac, and then Gary Radnich, and then came over here with the Rise guys, and that lasted as long as it lasted, and I was kindly asked to take the elevator down. And then a year later, I came back and grinded it out and got Jolo and Dibs, Steiny Guru and Dibs, and now Willard and Dibs. I lost count, but I've got stories and memories of all of it.
You got book worth of stuff, both of you.
Utility guy.
Yeah.
I mean, basically, right? I mean, I went from fourth outfielder to, you know, playing a real position, and then they're like, nah, you're going back to AAA. And then you get called back up, and, you know, you're, again, the fifth outfielder, and then you get a shot, and you're like, okay, I'm still a fielder.
Yeah. Campaneras.
Yeah.
And don't forget your L.A. real quick, your L.A. where you said you went to try out
I'll never
for
forget
show.
That. Oh,
yeah. We both tried out for this station.
Come on.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
980 The Beast.
Yeah, 980 The Beast.
Oh, I've heard of this.
Your tryout was on air, though, right?
Oh, 3 days.
Yeah, you got Dibs made 3 days on air. I just got one trip to a hotel room with Yogi Roth. And George Reister, that old
so
tight
good.
End.
Oh,
that
yeah.
was all I got.
So how did that go? Did you get on air?
Obviously not very well.
My agent at the time
Don't
is
call
like,
us. We'll call you.
My agent's like, I think I got a shot for you. You know, you're going to fly to L.A. It's going to be Jeannie Zelasco, Marcus Johnson, and you.
The former Buck.
Correct.
Yes.
So
yes.
I go in there, and it's been Jeannie and Marcus forever. And so I come in, and Jeannie's looking at me like, dude, this mother father, what are you doing here? And Marcus is giving me side eye like, okay, I'm willing to try it. Day one goes and it's awkward and I'm, you know, I'm trying my stuff.
But you're from the Bay.
By day two, I got Marcus doing voices and we're doing material and it's back and forth and Jeannie's like talk blocking me seven ways to Sunday. By day three, she's like all about like, I'm about to leave this show. And Marcus and I are, you know, doing our thing.
Let's
we're having
go.
A great time.
Yes.
So the 3 days go by, and I call my agent, and he's like, yeah, I think it went well. Let's see how it goes. 5 weeks later, the station is shuttered.
Gone.
Gone.
Oh, so it wasn't even, like, you didn't make the show. Like, the station was just kaput.
Kaput.
And you would have moved, though. Dibs would have been in L.A.
I mean, I probably would have, considering the status of my then marriage.
I remember that phone call. You called me about that.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yeah. And you and I would talk maybe twice a year.
Maybe once or twice a
year. This is back then you were talking?
Oh, yeah. Come
on. When did you guys meet again?
Probably 2007.
What year was it? Come on. Final Four in Atlanta when Florida, like the Joe Kim Noah, Al Horford.
Okay.
Florida teams.
Oh, my God. Right?
Yeah. When Al Horford.
Man,
was
that's a while back. Yeah. Y'all go
probably
back.
Probably 07.
Back.
And what's funny about Mark and I is that every 6 months or so, he'd either call me and say, hey, what's going on with the Bay? Or I'd call him and say, dude, Southern California, is there any action? And so we'd have these moments. And then I'll never forget, I bumped into you at Silverado back in 20.
Yes. That was right when I got here.
Exactly.
That was right when I got here.
And I was like, dude, you're here. And you're like, oh my God, you're still here. And we were like, whisper behind closed doors, like, wouldn't it be great if someday we could, you know, ABC and DEF? And he's like, yeah, absolutely. And I was like, I'm with a guy who can't stand me. And,
dude,
know,
this is
great.
I didn't know y'all went back
like,
there.
I'm with no guy at
right.
all.
Yeah,
I'm just me at midnight in my basement just talking to a wall.
Did you see the end coming in L.A. for you? Like, did that end on good terms? I'm going back north.
Oh, I had to force my way out of a contract. It wasn't coming to, like.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The professional side of my life wasn't coming to a close, let's put it that way. But no, like I had always wanted to get back here. Okay. This is home.
All right.
And so, yes, he, like, Dib's not wrong. Like, I was constantly building relationships with what was going on up here. And part of it was, like, when I mentioned some of these jobs that I had, Tony Bruno years ago and whatnot, you know who one of the bosses was of that network?
Beautiful.
This guy by the name of Matt Nahagian. So I've known Matt for even longer than I've known Dibs. And so that was all, once he kind of came up here.
Come on.
Like, right. So I'm like, I keep building relationships with what's going on up in the Bay. And then, yes, it was KMBR who finally, like, one time, the station down in South never knew this. They sent me up here for a San Diego State-Stanford football game. And they're like, would you go up there? And I told them right away, I go, you're damn right I would, because what was going through my mind is not be there for the game.
I got some stops
to make. I need to meet with Jeremiah Crow and Matt Nahagian. And so coffee dates, bang. And I sat there with Jeremiah, and he's like, I think I got something.
JC.
I think I got something. And that was, so then I had to go to my station, which was actually in San Diego, and I'm like, boss,
I'm out.
This is what I've been waiting for forever. Yeah. But they had me for another 2 years.
So how did that, they were cool?
He was very cool. Okay. It's like working your way out.
Because it could have got funky if they were like, yeah.
You got to work your way out of a straitjacket a little bit. Yeah. So it takes months.
Damn,
but
guys.
We did it. We did it.
Yeah. And look now.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Look now. And it speaks to, like, relationships in general, because he and I do go back 18 or so years, and it was always like, hey, you know, this guy's cool. I like you too. And, like, okay, stay tuned.
So never burn bridges.
You never burn bridges. Yet.
Amen.
Even when I got fired from
Evan knows that already.
Just a quick story about radio, and I hate to bore everyone with my stories, but
National Radio Day.
I get fired from the Bone in January of 2003, and I've got a 18-month-old and a baby on the way, and I'm furious. So I go into the studio, and I'm gonna rob them blind.
Oh, look at this.
So I pull out 50 or 60
Michael
CDs.
Porter, dude, you don't say that.
I pull out all these CDs back when CDs were a thing.
I got you.
I stack about 60 CDs, Led Zeppelin Live, Cheap Trick Live at Budokan. I got it all. And I walk to the door, and I'm about to open the door, and I go, and I stop.
Put them back.
I turned around, and I put everyone back in order, labels up. Put all of them back. Walked into my studio. I get my box full of my S. I walk to the elevator. As I'm getting in the elevator, I hear in the distance, ladies and gentlemen, for the first time, Lamont Antonelli.
Oh, that's a...
Elevator's closed.
My replacement.
And scene.
Night.
There it is.
But I was going to... Whatever. I was going to rob them blind. I was going to steal $300 worth of... Yeah. Now useless, by the way. Music CDs. But I had that moment at the door. I was like,
oh, a morality clause.
Dude,
look at you.
That was a long time
ago. That he didn't violate.
I know.
Yeah,
I mean,
I was 34.
He learned his lesson.
You were 34. I was 40 when I bought my first ream of paper. Let's put it that way.
Oh.
And that wasn't even from companies that
have
fired me.
I'm having a ream of paper.
Like, yeah,
I'm like, if you're going to make me work at midnight, then I'm going to just take a ream of paper on my way home.
What's a ream
of paper? Like, you know,
who knows, packs of paper?
A pack of printer paper.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, sure. She's on second.
I'm out at home.
Oh, boy. That's great stuff.
Anyway, oh, my God.
Anyway, I didn't know you and Nahagian had that history.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep.
Couple local boys.
Yeah.
Right on back.
Yep.
Oh. Pause today,
and
huh?
He didn't like me that time either.
Now, what do you mean he didn't like you?
Well, Let's just.
He's a football guy. He doesn't.
No, not Pods. Mahigian. Yeah.
Pods. I mean,
you go through stuff with your boss. There are days that he doesn't like me now. 6 days a week he does.
Who knows about that? Yeah.
Hey.
Oh, my bad. Oh, sorry.
My boy been snitching this week.
You no, just he, never know. No, like, there'll be a couple strays earlier.
The aforementioned Jason Barrett hired me twice and fired me once. So,
And I'll say this about him.
And you're up
Willard,
to
not told Evan, how can I say any bad word about that man that came up with the concept for me to even get in the game of radio? So I'm going to defend him to the end.
I love that you said that earlier, and I loved it.
Like,
loved
that's it. My guy, man.
Because I think there's too many times in our professional worlds, maybe our private ones too, where we get to a spot where our ego starts driving the whole thing. And,
you forget the
opportunities that people provide you. So I love that you thought about it that way.
That's awesome. And I'll never forget my come up, which was at the Barry Bonds federal trial here in San Francisco, the federal courthouse. I was working with Radnich at the time, and I did a live hit.
Boots on the ground?
Boots on the ground. And the whole bit was like, you know, remember back when reporters would shout things at people as they're coming out of the courthouse? And my whole thing was, Barry, are you going to Oakland, Barry? Barry, are you going to be an A? Barry, did you do it? And we're doing it live on the air, and Radnich thought it was the funniest thing he ever heard. And in that moment, I went from update guy to this guy's got a real future.
Oh, man.
That's all it takes.
That's all it takes.
And that's when Tony Bruno and they start doing their hits.
Yeah.
And you were a part of that.
And at the time, he was actually working. Mark Willard was working with Tony Bruno.
In L.A.
I was Bruno's partner.
Right.
And so I would get on. I would get on that segment for four words or whatever. Biggest thrill of my life.
So one of my favorite shows of all time, the Best Damn Sports Show. Yeah. Were you down there during that?
Oh yeah,
because he would do hits on. Nighttime.
Fox TV, Fox Sports Radio are actually not the same company, so there is there's blend, there's overlap. Yeah. But
the John Sallys, you didn't met all them.
I wasn't that close to the TV.
John
stuff.
Sally,
the radio stuff.
Perfect.
Thank you,
Marcellus Wiley. You've met
Wiley. I used to do shows with all the time. That's why, like, if you want to play, we should play the partner game because you probably had more shows,
right?
But I also did all for either as a fill in or the weekend stuff at Fox. I like. If you make it count where I've had that partner for a day or two, I mean, I'm probably closing in on 100 different people.
No doubt.
Like, it's that many people.
Damn, man.
Yeah, and Marcellus is definitely one.
That's great stuff.
Yeah, we did a lot.
Right on. Well, 85 years of counting and radio coming up next.
No, you can stay if you want.
I can listen.
I got to get out of there.
All right.
Yeah.
Willard and Dibs, coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.